Welcome back to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dubin, your host, and I sure appreciate you staying with us. We're taking a brief break from our interview with Stephen Halpern as he waits on the line there to talk with our astronomical and astrological assignment editor, Beth McDonald, to talk about Taurus. We're still in the sign of Taurus, and we have some significant events, I guess, that are going to be taking place in the coming week as we're kind of looking at these things from that perspective. What's the basic, a sentence or two rundown of Taurus?
Well, first of all, thank you once again for having me on the program, Richard. I love it, and I really enjoy these little dialogues. And I think one of the most important things to remember about Taurus is that it's very loving, it's very creative, and it wants to make everything more harmonious and beautiful. Huh. It has the best of intentions.
And you know, it's funny because when I think about that, and of course I hear the stereotypical, Taurus the bull, and like a bull in a china shop kind of thing. Not doesn't sound real harmonious, but you know, you don't take things in that context at face value.
Well, no, and the thing you have to remember about the kind of astrology that I'm talking about, the kind
right.
of astrology that I practice,
right.
is that each sign has a higher and a lower octave, a higher and a lower application.
Okay.
On a good day, your Taurian friend is going to be Glenda the Good Witch. They're going to help everybody get along better and find their yellow brick road, you
okay.
know, and that kind of thing. They're going to be beautiful and kind. On a bad day, they will be the bull in a china shop. And what I love about that approach is it helps us as individuals have a more warm, fuzzy, friendly, user-friendly way of addressing our personal assets and strengths without being arrogant,
mm-hmm.
and our personal liabilities and places where we need to grow with less defensiveness, resistance, and shame.
Now, the stars, obviously, they're moving around in the sky. Is there a particular place in the sky we can look to find these? I know you're not an astronomer, but obviously there's a pattern of stars. I mean, I know where Orion's Belt is. I can make out the
right.
Big Dipper, Little Dipper, and so forth.
Right.
Are there the same kinds of things that we can find for these various constellations?
Yes, there is, and I do not know them, but I know there are awesome resources in this community that I just adore.
Right.
One of them is the Museum of Natural History here in Santa Barbara, because they do have a little kind of mini planetarium and a very good series of programs where they walk you through all that. They have kind of a regular introductory educational thing, and then they'll have specialty programs.
Very cool.
And then also there is a fairly large and awesome observatory on the Westmont campus. And they have a bunch of astronomy geeks that get together. I believe, don't quote me on this, I could be dead wrong, but it's the third Friday night of every month. I think they take a break in the summer, but during the regular year, they are awesome. They open up the window of the big observatory, and a lot of the professors and the real astro geeks bring their own telescopes where you can see different things. And when I've gone, I have been welcomed with open arms
yeah.
and educated and had a good old time.
So we have some planetary movements and adjustments and shifts going on this week coming up in relation to Taurus as well.
Oh, yes. One of those pesky retrogrades. so everybody just take one big breath right now.
It's a time of observance, self-observance. Don't get
scared. Self-observance and awareness and momentum. You know,
mm-hmm.
we don't think of the retrogrades as something that provides momentum, but they really do. It's just a different kind of momentum.
Right.
When Taurus's ruling planet, which is Venus, goes retrograde on the 15th, it is a good opportunity to gain momentum on the areas of your financial life and your relational life that have been less than satisfying. Mm. It is a time of gaining more awareness and understanding. It's a really good time to review household finances, look at from the perspective and for the purpose of gaining more insight. you can gain a lot more insight as to what needs attention and how to best fix it during this time.
Okay. And we're going to be going through all 12 signs of the Western Zodiac here on the program at
yes.
this particular point in time. How many more weeks or days do we have left in Taurus?
Well,
our next transition point is when?
Well, our next transition point is next weekend. It's Sunday, the 20th of May. The sun moves into Gemini.
Okay.
And that's also a very powerful day. There's a new moon and a solar eclipse on Sunday, the 20th. And so next Saturday, we're going to have a lot to talk about.
All right. Well, we'll talk about that and have some fun there. And I'm looking forward, of course, when we get into the transition in June, because that's when we get late into June into Cancer and get
yes.
more information in that regard and find out what the heck I'm all about.
Well, you've got some Gemini, so we can start a little earlier than June. You've
all
got
right.
a Gemini rising,
so
very you're, good. You begin now.
Great. Beth McDonald Consulting, BethMcDonaldConsulting.com. Beth, we'll talk to you next week.
Awesome. Thank you, Richard.